This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. Welcome back into the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Bo, and G-Unit sitting in for Dylan. Dylan was in Philly last night. We'll get to that in just a second. It's now brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. And right now, we're going to go out to the phone lines to welcome in radio analyst for the Atlanta Falcons, Mr. Dave Archer. Dave, I want to get to a lot of the Falcons-Bucks topics, but I know you got a chance to watch some of that Philly and Dallas game last night. How about Jalen Hurts only having four incompletions? He's really, really good, man. What'd you think of that game last night?
Yeah, it was fun to get it kicked off, Mike, to watch him play. And obviously there's a lot of conversation about what Dallas was not going to be going into the game, the Micah Parsons conversation, all that kind of stuff ad nauseum. What gets kind of lost in the shuffle is how good Jalen Hurts has been the last couple of seasons. And everybody keeps talking about, is he elite quarterback? Can he do this? Can he do that? Dude wins games and had two – played two great Super Bowls, you know, was MVP a year ago, and in the one they lost, he had the one fumble where Bullock stripped the ball out and scored, but had a really good game in that game as well. So I wonder, maybe at some point people start talking about the guy being a pretty good player, because without him, Philly doesn't win that game last night. He was the difference maker in the game, because the whole defensive fiasco that went on with Jalen Carter, and then, of course, they did get Barkley running a little bit, but it was more about Jalen Hurts and what he could do throwing the ball. But how about his running in the red zone, too? He broke him down running the football.
Hey, Arch, I do want to move on to the Falcons Bucks. I did a fair or foul question with Mike and Bo earlier. I want to throw it to you. Fair or foul, whoever wins Falcons versus Bucks wins the NFC South. What do you think?
I would say foul at this point. Sorry, Allie.
All good.
I think that if you go back to 2016, we went to the Super Bowl and we lost in the opening day game to Tampa Bay. So I think that it sets the table for you to, you know, obviously feel good about yourself. And certainly this is a young team in Atlanta that could use a little punch in the arm, you know, a little shot in the arm to get them going. But no, I don't think that this way too long a season. Mike will tell you, man, the team that ends up the year is not the same team that it starts the year a lot of times. So, but it would be a nice shot in the arm. Certainly would love to take a win here.
Mm-hmm. Arch, you and I were talking about this the other day offline, and we were talking about Baker Mayfield and how good he's been the last couple. Speaking of being playing really good the last couple of years, he has as well, especially against us. You know, in last year, he really tore us up along. He threw like six touchdowns last year against us. What do we got to do defensively to slow him down? I'm not saying stop him, but at least slow him down where, you know, you give you a chance to win the game.
Well, Baker's willing to distribute the ball to everybody. Everybody wants to talk about Mike Evans, and, you know, and obviously Chris Godwin won't play, but certainly Abuka's going to be on the field to fill some of that role. It looks like Cade Otton's going to be able to play. He really liked Cade Otton last year. I think that what you've got to do is you've got to make sure that you don't give him second chances. And that means his second piece of the play. I don't think he gets enough credit for staying alive in the pocket, buying time, finding guys, ancillary throws. And so you got to tackle well. That'll be one of my keys in the game. I think that when we come out of preseason, because we haven't had a lot of these guys out on the field, A.J. Terrell and Jesse Bates and Mike Hughes and Cade Nelson and Divine Diablo, guys are going to have to tackle in space a lot. They're going to have to tackle well because he had 56 completions last year against us in the two games. 30 of those went to the tight end or the running backs. And that means you're going to have to tackle guys out in the perimeter, guys on those shallow crossing routes. If you tackle well, then you take his opportunities away from him. But, I mean, the guy's going to make some plays. Just don't let him buy time and get that secondary piece of a play. And when he does lay it off to somebody, you got to tackle people.
Atlanta Falcons color analyst Dave Archer joining us here on the morning shift. Dave, you said something a minute ago. I think you're spot on. You said, you know, at the end of the year, you're not the same team as you are at the beginning. And that kind of veers me towards these rookies that'll be playing. You know, four rookies expected to be playing on the defensive side of the ball. You have the two starters back in the secondary when you include Billy Bowman. And obviously, sounds like Jalen Walker is, you know, ready to go. What are our expectations for these guys in week one? I think that we all have heard the name James Pierce a bunch over the last month plus, and you hear about Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman and obviously Jalen Walker. What can we realistically look for out of these guys? And do you think it's one of those things where when we get done, we're going to be going, oh my.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My gosh, they are so good.
Yeah, I think, Mike, I think it's different for maybe the front level guys than it is the secondary players. For me, the two guys up front, I'm looking for energy and that extra step of quickness to get to the football. I just talked about you can't let Baker Mayfield have a second piece of a play. James Pierce Jr. and Jalen Walker, that's who they are. Their ability to hunt you down and walk you down and get you down on the ground when they have an opportunity to play, when they get their opportunity, when their rotation up front, that's what I'm looking for them. I'm looking for energy and that extra step, that those young guy legs that are walking people down and making plays that energizes the stadium as well as their teammates. From the two guys in the back end, I'm looking for some cerebral play from those guys. I think those are two guys that played a ton of football in college, two guys that we talked about that are ball hawks. But I do think that both those guys understand the game maybe at a different level than most rookies do. I think that Jeff Ulbrich is going to put them in a position to really understand and really absorb what they want to do from a coverage standpoint. You're not going to confuse Baker Mayfield, but if you could be on coverage and make him make tight throws, he made a couple mistakes in Tampa last year that led to them losing that football game. Even though he threw for 380 yards or whatever in the game, he threw two interceptions in that game. These are two guys that can do that. So for me, it's energy of the two guys up front, and then it's the cerebral do the right things in the back end for the young guys in the back end.
So Mike was asking you about expectations for some of the newer guys. I'm curious who you're just excited to see play that we really haven't gotten to see yet in the preseason.
Yeah, I think there's probably I'm looking forward to Leonard Floyd teeing off on the edge. I was watching practice, guys, and, man, does he look quick coming off the ball. He's wet. He's rested. I think they did a really good job of managing him in training camp. I'm really looking forward. He's got five consecutive seasons of 8.5-plus sacks coming into the year. So the ability for him to do his damage in that rotational piece. And then I'm excited to get Divine Diablo on the field. I think that Divine is an extension of what Caden Ellis can be. He's a sideline-to-sideline guy. I got a chance to talk to him at practice on Wednesday. he is geeked up to play, man. He's been standing on the sidelines, and I don't know that he's been treated with kid gloves in his early part of his career the way he has been this year. You know, he's normally playing. He was out there in Vegas, and he was taking reps, and he was a guy that was in with the twos, in with the ones. Some, he's been treated like, you know, the crown jewels here where you can't get him roughed up. He's ready to go, man. He's chomping at the bit to get on the field to play.
Arch, with the offense and Zach Robinson and Michael Penix, what does Zach got to do to kind of get this offense in a flow early, whether it's with Penix or the run game or maybe both?
Well, that's really the $64,000 question, Bo, when you start talking about he's going to have a good game. I really think that, you know, obviously you want your coordinator to be on top of his game, want to be able to game plan during the week. You want to be able to dissect that defense and be able to have adjustments that you can go to, because inevitably Tampa's going to have some stuff. You know, Todd Bowles is one of the better defensive guys in the league. It has been for a while. When he knows he's got a young quarterback to potentially feed on, there's going to be some stuff that Zach's going to have to be able to adjust to and make Michael comfortable. And I think that's the number one thing. Number one thing that's going to help a quarterback, we talk about all the time, is the ability to run the football. And so if he'll come off the ball and run, they've got a challenging group. Now, they've got some guys on the outside. To me, Hassan Reddick, who's going to play one of the edge players, he's more of a pass rush guy, maybe an inside linebacker that's playing the edge. I think you have to run at him. I think you need to destroy him physically. You need to get after him with the physical run game. But they've got a good run front. I mean, shoot, they were number four in the league last year against the run. And so Penix is going to have to make some plays. Guys are going to have to catch the football. I mean, we point towards the offensive coordinator all the time, but if you get a chance to catch the ball, you got to catch it. I mean, CeeDee Lamb last night dropped three passes in the game that might win the game for Dallas, and he's playing with a veteran quarterback. So the Drake Londons and Ray McClouds, if the ball is in your area, you've got to catch the football. You can't drop these easy gifts that put you in second and third mediums when all of a sudden now it forces the third and long, and now Todd Bowles can tee off. So it's not just going to be Zach Robinson, albeit I think he has to have a really good game and some ancillary answers to what Tampa's going to do. You got to catch the football. You got to do your job. Help your young quarterback out.
Well, in the same light, you know, we've talked – it's been – I know that you're probably exhausted talking about it as I am, the whole thing with the right tackle. Caleb's out. You got Elijah Wilkinson in. But the thing that, you know, the more Mike and I talked about Elijah Wilkinson and looked up, this guy's making his 19th start at right tackle in the NFL. So it's not like he's in an uncommon ground of something he's never done. But to that point, does their game plan change? This is a team that likes to run at the right side because they've had Lindstrom and McGarry. Do you think they still do that? Do they switch that up a little bit? Or if Vita Vea doesn't play, I think he will, but he didn't miss practice last two days, does that change your plan to maybe want to run inside more? You talked about that front, but.
Well, you got to get after him regardless of who's playing, Bo, physically. You got to come off the ball. That's one thing, and Mike will tell you. Offensive linemen, you know, when you keep calling pass plays, you know, I think that we threw 58 passes in this game in game week five. There's nothing an offensive lineman wants to hear less than, hey, we're going to pass protect here in this play.
So
I mean, they want to be able to come off the ball and shorten people's necks on that side of the line of scrimmage. And so, and frankly, that's what helps them in with the pass rush situation. You have to reduce people physically on the other side of the football. And coming off the ball with our two guys to run the football is one of the things we do well. Elijah is going to get an opportunity to do that at right tackle. Now, the one thing I think that people are missing, Elijah Wilkinson's a pretty good pass protector. He's a better pass protector probably than Caleb McGarry is. And we came into the season worried about Caleb McGarry being able to pass protect for Penix this year. We were worried about it last year. Okay, well, Elijah Wilkinson is probably a better pass protector. Now, does he have the girth and the size to dominate and road grade in the run game? We'll find out. He's going to get an opportunity to do it. But I do think you'll mix up the run game. You'll run in behind Jake some and Matthew Bergeron. He's an outstanding come-off-the-ball guy. But, man, you've got to give those offensive linemen a chance to eat. You got to let them come off the ball and hit people in the mouth.
Well, girth and size is always a plus.
Yeah, I was going to hit him with the paws on the way out, but was a, anyways, Arch, we're going to get this thing back on the rails. look forward to catching up with you on Sunday, man. Have a good call, and we'll catch up with you just really, really soon, man. We're getting kicked off.
Good, brother. Good to be on with you guys. Take care.
Awesome, man. Good stuff.
Thanks so much to Dave Archer for joining us this morning. I do want to remind you that each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we've got a Life of Squid.
If you attend a game in Seattle for the Seahawks this year, I'm going to give you something to be on the lookout for. And could this be coming to a stadium near you? I don't know. Next, Morning Shift, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.